take a deep breath, take the higher road. That's what they always say, as if they know the way. They won't take it from me. But don't ever doubt yourself, it's life ain't just a dream. You make your own, so kick and scream. The people move alike with a never-ending force. You never had the chance, so what you waiting for? The day has come, my friend, cause this is war.
Everyone, and welcome to this edition of Nurse Q&A. I brought back one of your favorite Nurses Out Loud hosts, Beth, joining me. We have a lot to talk to you about today. Beth, thank you for joining us on this edition of Q&A. I know you have a lot to say, and I cannot wait to hear it.
Thanks, Jody. It's so fun to be back. I have admittedly missed it, of course. And like so much has transpired, I think, since I have departed the show. But of course, you and I keep in touch and I keep in touch with the other nurses. So I'm excited to dive in and kind of cover some of these like hot topics.
Yeah, well, let's start off with what I think is one of the hottest topics out here. I did a post actually just today and of President Trump. So he quotes Biden saying, "The pandemic no longer controls our lives. The vaccines that saved us from COVID are now being used to help beat cancer, turning setback into comeback." Trump responds in all caps, "You're welcome, Joe. 9-month approval time versus 12 years that it would have taken you." And boy, oh boy, did I get a lot of comments about this. Let's start off with, I want to get your initial impression, Beth, of that tweet. What initially, when you read this, what do you think?
So I am just going to shine up my tinfoil hat here, because if I am going to act as the self-proclaimed and accused conspiracy theorist that I am, I want to just kind of take a step back. I actually did a show about this, and I think it was the one where I was talking about, is Trump a black hat or a white hat? Do we really know, like, all of those things, right? Mm-hmm. So at my first glance, like, I hate it, of course, because we all know that the vaccines are not doing anything except literally maiming people. They don't prevent COVID. They don't prevent transmission. And now we are seeing just this cascade of health problems that really, if we are going to be critical thinkers and have common sense about it, are more than likely a one-to-one correlation to this mass experiment that we have done. Mm. Now, when Trump references the time frame, I dig a little bit deeper. I know people like to say, oh, Operation Warp Speed, and he pushed this through. I have this theory, and I don't know, again, theories are what they are, right? Sometimes they're proven, sometimes they're not. I am not all the way convinced that Operation Warp Speed was this effort to mass roll out this vaccine. Because again, I think this plan has been in place for decades. I think that that's why they were frozen. I think these vaccines have been made and they've been on ice for a very long time. Now, if I think that maybe Trump is leaning to the white hat side of things, I tend to think maybe Operation Warp Speed was a military intervention to swap out a number of these vaccines with perhaps normal saline or a concoction that he knew would not be detrimental. And the other thing I think we have to think about is, as a president, as a head of the, well, what once was the most powerful country in the land, you have to walk a very fine line. You can't say, no, we're not going to do a vaccine, because that puts all of these people up in arms that, oh my God, how are we going to get out of this? And then you can't say, I am 100% supporting this vaccine because of the other side of things, right? It's a very delicate line. And that's why you and I and a lot of other people understand that this was not a pandemic. It was an IQ test. who were you going to listen to? What intuition were you going to trust? And who were you going to look for advice and, you know, apply what was happening in your own personal purview to things that people were saying? So I understand that for him, he probably looked at this and was like, the country is begging for something, right? They are literally on their hands and knees going, we want the cure. And that's the American way. The Americans want the quick fix. We want the kind of silver bullet just to make everything go away. So I do understand that. And again, maybe if my theory has a quarter truth to it, maybe a lot of those vials were swapped out. And maybe that is kind of his, like, again, I think Trump speaks a lot in, if you want to call it code, maybe you could call it code, but I think that he has a lot of underlying tones, you know, to that. Now, do I think now the vaccine is responsible for creating cancers? Yes. So I don't know where Crazy Joe even came up with this statement. Again, I think probably his meds were wearing off and his Depends was filling up. But I think that Trump, I think Trump should have done a better job of maybe separating out his quote from that kind of tail end, you know, part of the quote. But I think it's really, again, you have to read through the lines and you can't take everything that one person says as verbatim. And I know that people are up in arms in this. And again, they're the Trumpers, right? They're the people that love Trump and think that he's coming to save our country. And I'm not saying that he is or that he isn't. I'm just saying, again, like, you're spending a lot of energy analyzing this when really you should just be confident and content with the decision that you made for yourself. And hopefully you made that decision independent of the influence of a celebrity or a political figurehead or your pastor or, you know, anyone else that had words in your ear through this whole situation. So
yeah, now I agree. I hear where you're coming from on that. And my dad did make a good point this morning as a 78-year-old male. He said, you know, I understand what people are saying about the vaccine. And he goes, but you know what? There's a lot of truth that is out there. You know, if we don't select him as president, everything else still crumbles. The border still is open. Our safety as a nation, right? Like these kinds of things that we don't really have control over. We don't have control over the border being open. But like you said, we have control over what we put in our body.
Right.
Absolutely. We have the choice, the autonomy to say no. Nobody was tied down and forced to get this.
Right. Even, okay? Even again, I think that you and I always still go back to this idea of like, well, I would have lost my job. Well, my husband or, you know, whatever. And again, like, do I have sympathy and empathy for those people? Sure. But like, again, I just look at so much of this as this was a test. This was a test of courage. And this was a test to like dig deep and like figure it out. You figured it out. I figured it out. There are millions of people that figured out that they were not going to become a victim of this one particular circumstance, because there are a gazillion other circumstances that we can all fall victim to. And this one, yes, while it felt very large, we all had that ability. But, you know, kind of going back to Trump, I think that there's also a lot of conversation surrounding the word vaccine. And I think some things that happened through this time is that, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't believe I ever saw a photo of Trump getting the vaccine. I don't think I did. And listeners, maybe I am wrong about that, but I don't recall that. I do recall a picture of Ivanka getting it. I don't recall a picture of Melania getting it. Again, I think that there's some, maybe some doublespeak happening too, because, you know, maybe his word for vaccine is the concoction of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and, you know, some of other medication things that we know. Well, I feel like we're confident in saying that he kind of advertised as part of what he was taking for a regimen. So again, this is literally just applying common sense and critical thinking and not giving someone, you know, not this worship that we have sometimes over people who are people, right? And they're just, everybody's just out here doing their best, and he's one of them. So don't take everything like so literally. And I think also don't be so up in arms if it's someone that you align with, if they say something that doesn't align with you. That's
yeah,
a
we
real...
hear that is a big point, because I hear a lot of people that are on, you know, on the national stage that say all the time to me, they're like, Jody, you know, what is it that these conservatives don't get? If somebody votes with us 80% of the time, they are not our enemy, you know? And it's like, and I get it. You know, I understand also too, where, you know, Trump coming out and, you know, touting Joe or touting his ability to get this experimental injection and biologic agent into the arms of people in, you know, Operation Warp Speed amount of time, you know, but that's my thing. It's like, he keeps talking about it, and I hadn't heard him talk about it in a while. So for him to come out and say it again, it's like, to me, I thought he was just gonna, I thought he knows the harm that it's caused. He knows that he was given the wrong advice, so he's not going to talk about it anymore, and he is just going to get back in office and make all of his wrongs a right. You know, but it's interesting too, Beth, that you brought up about ivermectin and hydroxy. So we get a comment from Jock467, who asks, is he speaking of ivermectin and hydroxy? This makes sense, not the big pharma jabs causing bunches of problem. So I'm going to read again the quote on his tweet. In the words of Joe Biden, this is what we're assuming, because this is what Joe Biden said. The pandemic no longer controls our lives. The vaccine that saved us from COVID are now being used to help beat cancer, turning setback into comeback. Trump replies, you're welcome, Joe. 9 month approval time versus 12 years that it would have taken you. So my thing is, you brought it up. I received probably 20 comments of people saying the same thing. Where are people replacing ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine with a vaccine in this particular statement and quote?
Well, okay, so let's honestly look at this, because there's a lot of people out there that will say that Joe Biden is clearly being controlled, that he's being fed his delivery. And again, I'm also a huge believer in sort of exposing things, right? You have to have something hit you in the face sometimes before you'll see it, right? You can be in an abusive relationship and not see it because you're on the inside. And there is a part of me that feels like this has been Trump's MO.
Yeah.
Nobody would have known who Tony Fauci was. Nobody would have known who Dr. Birx was. Nobody really would have paid attention to, you know, Pompeo and Barr without this sort of putting these people on the front lines and then let them expose themselves, right? Let them sort of hang themselves with their own lies. So if we apply maybe that theory to what Joe is saying, maybe the vaccine, which we know he's using the word vaccine, right? So we have a one definition associated with the word vaccine. Maybe what we are talking about in this quote vaccine is the combination of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. When have we ever known really about ivermectin? I mean, even being a nurse for as long as I was, never, never. Hydroxychloroquine,
never.
Sure, right? Like we've seen that every now and again. But again, it's exposure. So when would we have ever understood about its capabilities to now treat cancer, right? We are now seeing benbendazole and ivermectin and all of these other drugs that are, you know, having some really miraculous treatment things associated with them. You know, again, let's read through the lines, people. If we are really just using Joe Biden as this puppet to expose whatever you want to call it, the deep state, the cabal, even if you want to get as right wing, left wing as the Democratic Party, which is, you know, dumb to me, but we could really go and draw that line in the sand. If we're really using him to do that, then why would we not insert things like this into his speeches, into, you know, these, you know, very, very prominent statements that he is going to make in the State of the Union? And then if we want to just apply some common sense and critical thinking, and maybe the notion of it could be possible, anything's possible, maybe he's forcing us to examine what that actually means. And maybe it is the combo of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, and maybe that is helping to cure cancer. And maybe not everybody who got the jab is getting shot, you know, clots and turbo cancers and all of these neurological problems, because maybe not everybody got the same one. Right. I just think it's too big, and we want everything to be in minutia. It's so much easier for our little human brains to whittle things down and to have a black and white. And I don't think we will ever get there. So kind of for me in my life, I think that anything is possible. I take the anything is possible approach when I'm looking at something like this. And nowadays, really, nothing is too far-fetched. Like, I want to keep being surprised, but then at the same time, I'm like, oh, right. Well, you know, I'm not surprised. So I wouldn't be surprised, honestly, if, you know, if Corn Pop is this puppet and we're marionetting him around and we're writing his speech for him and the white hats are truly in control and we slip that in, and then Trump is like, yep, you're right, 9 months. It only took us 9 months to get ivermectin out of the literature and onto the pharmacy counters. And now look at what it's doing. You're welcome, Joe.
I would love to believe that that's where he stands on this. I can't insert ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine in replacement for vaccine, first of all.
Sure.
And
sure.
Second time, approval time. His approval time, 9 month approval time, was the time it took for them to get that shot in every arm.
Let's go back, Jody. There's no way. First of all, there's no way. This plan has been in place for a gazillion years. I wholeheartedly believe that had Hillary Clinton been elected president, that we would have all been rounded up. We would have all been somewhere, you know, at whatever FEMA camp. And she would have been the president. This would have been literally a non-negotiable. You want to talk about being held down and injected? Absolutely. What other vaccines do we know come frozen? You can keep anything frozen for any amount of time. These things could have been on ice for decades. And every time they want to talk about this, they want to say, well, this is new technology. This is new. No, it's not. You guys have been monkeying with this in a lab for God knows how long. It's just now coming out. Right?
Yeah, I mean, so, it just came out into people's arms, but you're right. They've been trying to create the mRNA vaccine for coronavirus, which is known as the common cold, but they weren't successful in doing that because it mutates too quickly. Like, these are facts that we already knew. So yes, I agree. This mRNA technology has been around. They've been wanting and dying to use it, and this was their chance.
Right. And the reason I, again, wholeheartedly believe that they want to use this type of technology is because it is significantly more detrimental than it is positive. There is nothing good that can happen to injecting mRNA into your body, right? That's the building blocks of DNA. And this is what kind of scrambles my brain when I even hear other healthcare professionals talk about it, is like, where on earth do you think that this is coming from a positive motive? What, like, the risk of something going wrong versus it being the cure-all, to me, is just the tables are just so turned that I don't know why anybody would ever kind of roll the dice on that kind of risk. And it's just, I mean, it's, of course, it's wild to us. We talk about it, you know, all the time. But it's, I don't know. It is. Maybe it's a stretch. I get it. I'm always happy to take that stretch. I like it. I live on the stretch. So it's
you
fine
do.
For me.
Right. I love it. Yeah, I have. I want to read a few comments. Let me read the comment from Soul Journer, who says, Oh my God, seriously? I love Trump, but come on. Who is he listening to? The jab is a bioweapon and causes turbo cancer. Is he joking here? And I think that that is going to speak to a lot of us. I mean, like you, people like you and I, Beth, that really look at the bigger picture, you know, that we look at all the different angles that he would have to come from in order to even come out and make a statement like that. But the thing is again, I'm going to go back to me being hopeful that he wasn't going to talk about it right now. He was going to leave the shot and his Operation Warp Speed alone and then get back into office and make his wrongs a right. So yeah, who is he still listening to even, you know, tweet something like this?
Well, I don't know that it's a matter of who he's listening to. I don't think that a comment like that is going to deter people at the polls. I talk to a lot of people, and I know a lot of people who are conservatives, who voted for Trump the first time, who are planning on voting for him the second time, and who took the vaccine, who took the biologic, right? They still... Like, this again is the thing that boggles my mind, is that they assigned themselves with somebody so much that then they followed under those directives and they did something that probably deep down they knew they shouldn't be doing. But again, they said, oh, well, it's a Trump vaccine, so I should probably do it, right?
Right.
So I don't know, again, that it's who he's listening to or who he's not listening to. If he comes out right now and says the vaccine is a bioweapon, what percentage of the people right now in the United States with voting power truly believe that the vaccine is a bioweapon?
Right, right.
That I'm going to render a guess that is a very small percentage of people, right? And then think about this. So then you think about the people that did take it under his guidance or under his allegiance and that are planning on voting for him again. And then they're going to turn around and say, oh my God, Trump just said this is a bioweapon and I'm supposed to vote for him. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
You cannot come out and make such hard stance definitives like this. And that's why that person that made that comment, I, again, am not sure that they have the capability or they're not applying their own individual capability to take a step back and look at this from a big picture. That is why we know what we know and we continue to plant seeds. And I would render a guess that this person is planting seeds amongst her friend group and her family group and things like that. But again, the complexities of our government, the complexities of the deep state, the complexities of, you know, worldly affairs and things like that are too grand for us little slaves to even comprehend. And as long as we are waiting for somebody to tell us everything, we're just going to be sitting ducks. And as long as we decide that this is still how we want to operate as human beings, of just hanging on every word that a political figurehead says, well, I mean, enjoy that existence for yourself. But it's we have to take a step back and we have to look at it from this idea that it's politics. We're still playing politics at the end of the day. And you're never going to please, at the end of the day, you're still playing politics and you're never going to please everyone. And the way that he is trending, as far as the polls are concerned, he's going to want to continue to please the majority of those people. Because yes, I would say that the people like us and the people like that person that made that comment, while we might lean towards voting for Trump, you know, I'm not voting, so I don't really have a horse in the race, but we would lean towards voting for him, right? So we are still going to, even though we're like, oh yeah, that comment is terrible. Like, why would he ever say that? We have to keep those people on that side of the fence, you know, to move the needle potentially.
I agree. You know, we have to hit a break here in a second, but I just want to address Marilyn R's question. Is there a way to access your first year episode? I'm in episodes. I'm in search of the two episodes with the 21 questions for those who support the current childhood vaccines. The first episode posed the questions. The next episode had the answers. I posed this the year these were played and was assured all episodes were accessible. Now it appears that accessible previous episodes extend only back through 2023. Am I missing some things? Thanks so much. You guys rock. So yes, our episodes are on there. That was Nurse Michelle who did that episode. So you just have to go to americaoutloud.news/nursesoutloud. Look for Michelle's picture and scroll through. But I, as a courtesy, am going to place those two episodes in the comments of this show description. So we will be right back after the break. Guys, go check out americaoutloud.shop and see all of the awesome products and family of sponsors that we have, exclusive discounts for Nurses Out Loud. ASEA is one of our products, and you can go in there and get that redox gel that I talk about all the time. My dad just had a sore on his back, and he was using his back scratcher, and it was really a fleshy wound that was bothering him. And I used ASEA twice within 12 hours, and it was already scabbing up. So big, big difference. We'll be right back after the break with Nurse Beth joining me. I'm so excited. We'll be right back.
It's time and this is why.
58 million people suffer from joint aches and stiffness in the U.S. every day. Ignoring chronic joint discomfort can affect mobility and your quality of life. Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexible range of motion. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with clinically proven ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 11 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. It's 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. The Wellness Company's chief medical board designed every supplement and medical protocol with your health in mind. From groundbreaking supplements like the Spike Support Formula to unique care like Freedom from Big Pharma. Join a healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interest of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be, with a company that shares your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on americaoutloud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, americaoutloud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
Expert opinions, honest debate, and in-depth investigations are what you've come to expect from AmericaOutloud.news. We don't shy away from speaking the truth boldly and plainly. All that's missing is the propaganda that has infected legacy and social media. Get the best of down and dirty, wholesome American speak. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
ASEA believes that inside each of us is the potential to feel and be our very best. Our customers will tell you how our products have made a difference for them, from improving immune health, regulating hormone balance, supporting gut health, to soothing the skin, even reducing the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, and cellulite, and providing targeted support for mind, mood, energy, and even our body's own production of collagen. Make our breakthrough products an essential step in becoming your best self and fulfilling your greatest potential. ASEA, we power potential. For exclusive savings, use code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your first order today.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutLoud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Hello, America. This is former intelligence officer Dale Wilbur inviting you to join me as we take a 2-minute stroll through history on America Out Loud. August 1st, 1944, Anne Frank, the young Jewish girl hiding out in Nazi-occupied Holland, whose diary came to serve as a symbol of the Holocaust, writes her final entry 3 days before she and her family are arrested. Frank, 15 at the time, wrote in it faithfully during the 2 years she and seven others lived in a secret annex behind her father's business in Amsterdam during World War II. In her final entry, Frank wrote of how others perceived her, describing herself as a bundle of contradictions, she wrote. As I've told you many times, I'm split in two. One side contains my exuberant cheerfulness, my flippancy, my joy in life, and above all, my ability to appreciate the lighter side of things. By that, I mean not finding anything wrong with flirtations, a kiss, an embrace, an off-color joke. This side of me is usually lying in wait to ambush the other one, which is much purer, deeper, and finer. She continued that what she says is not what she feels, which is why, in her words, she had a reputation for being boy crazy as well as a flirt, a smart aleck, and a reader of romances. The happy-go-lucky Anne laughs, gives a flippant reply, shrugs her shoulders, and pretends she doesn't give a darn. The quiet Anne reacts in just the opposite way. If I'm being completely honest, I'll have to admit that it does matter to me that I'm trying very hard to change myself, but that I'm always up against a more powerful enemy. Of the 8 prisoners, her father, Otto Frank, was the only survivor. Anne Frank died in 1945 from typhus at Germany's Bergen-Belsen concentration camp. Her diary was published by her father in 1947. It has since become a worldwide bestseller. This is Del Wilmer, and this has been an America Out Loud 2-Minute Stroll Through History.
In 2008, people could spend an average of 12 seconds on a task without becoming distracted. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds. The digital age is narrowing our attention span. Trouble concentrating or recalling information is frustrating, embarrassing, and kills productivity. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created Focus and Recall to boost your brain power. And unlike other supplements that don't work, Focus and Recall is not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients to help you immediately sharpen focus, concentrate longer, and strengthen recall. These physician-formulated gels come in a small gel pack. Tear off the top, shoot it down. Thousands of 5-star reviews proves it works. Supercharge your brain and see the difference. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
It's time and this is love.
All right, guys, welcome back. Thank you for listening to Nurses Out Loud. This is our Q&A edition, and I have Nurse Beth with me, who received a question from someone this week that I want her to address.
Yeah. Lay the question on me. Give us a brief little overview of that question, Jody.
We were talking in the middle of our son's basketball game.
Okay, I'm so sorry. So there's so many questions, so little time. So I have a girlfriend, a very good friend, who is currently in California with her dad, who is in the hospital. Unfortunately, he was found to have a mass on his pancreas. And, you know, something that I have learned after stepping away, and again, it's that whole idea of sometimes you don't know how bad things are when you're in it. You really have to take a step back and look at things once you're kind of not a part of that system anymore. But one thing I am noticing in our healthcare system is really, I mean, just how bad it is, and just how little we demonstrate care, compassion, basic doing the right thing, championing for our patients and for our patients' family members, and how actually completely run the system is by the health insurance companies. I mean, it's actually really terrifying. So my girlfriend texts me and she said, "Beth, I am beside myself. I don't know what to do. They are refusing to do this procedure for my dad. He needed a procedure. The insurance company was denying the transfer over to this other hospital where he could have the procedure done." And she said, "Beth, I don't know what to do." And I think that so many people find themselves in this position because we, I think, look at these physicians as this kind of God complex. And, you know, we think, oh my God, they have this degree and all of this experience, and that has to supersede my instinct or my fight and my love for my family or myself, all of these types of things. And she said, "I just don't know what to do." Luckily, she got some guidance from her physician and said, you know, they kind of role played in front of everybody at the nurse's station. And he basically took this loud, aggressive stance with her and said, "You do not check him out AMA. That is against medical advice. And you do not put him in the car and take him over to that hospital on your own." And she said, "No, I will." And then they had a little meeting out in the parking lot, and he hugged her and said, "Good girl." And he gave her a handwritten note, kind of outlining some things that she should do. And she called me and she said, "Beth, I'm just so scared. What if this AMA turns into something? Like, take him over." So she gets him over, checks in at this hospital, and same thing, same runaround. "You're not having the procedure. He's getting bumped." So they keep him NPO, right? So they don't give him anything to eat or drink all day long. Don't give him his meds. Oh, and then the afternoon rolls around and they, you know, now give him some food and some water and his medications. And I said, I'll just call her my girl, right? I don't want to blow her cover. But I said, "Listen to me. You call the floor nurse in. You call the charge nurse in. You call the attending physician in. You call the nurse manager, and you call the patient advocate, and you call the case manager or the social worker. And every one of them, you point your finger at them and you tell them that they have been put on notice. You tell them that you are documenting every single minute and aspect of the care that your father is receiving and the lack of care that your father is receiving. You document times, you document conversations, you record if you need to, because these people will do everything in their power to not do the right thing, to just throw up their hands and say, 'Oh, well, my hands are tied, insurance this, insurance that.'" So I checked in with her yesterday, or she sent me a text, and she said, "Beth, thank God for you." She said they had pushed his procedure off again with some, you know, Mickey Mouse excuse. And she said, "I called everyone in and I put them on notice." And she said, "Within an hour, they miraculously had a spot in the OR for him." You guys, this is what we are dealing with right now. You guys, we have to remember that these doctors work for us. Mm-hmm. We've somehow forgotten this, and we forget about it in our politics as well. We look at these people that are making money hand over fist as a public servant. Where do I get that job? Right?
Yeah.
These physicians work for us. They have the education. Sure, they have the degree. They might have the specific knowledge. They might have the skill set. I can't do a surgery. I can't intubate a patient. But you know what? Train me. Put me in a course. I could probably do it, right? It's all right. Just training. So we have to, when you are faced with that situation of, I don't know what to do, you have to just dig deep and you have to think to yourself, I mean, what would you do if you were standing there and it's those stories of like a car rolls over on a kid and then all of a sudden this 100-pound mom miraculously can lift this car off her kid. It's because it's the fight. It's because it's this assessment of, I know what is right and I cannot be intimidated and I have to stand in my power and in my courage to take on this system that feels so big and so overwhelming, and you have to do it. And I would encourage everybody, anyone right here and now, to put people on notice, to do it, to tell them that, to put a little bit of that fear into them. Because let me tell you, they're the ones paying malpractice insurance. They're the ones with the license. You don't have anything to lose. What are they going to do? Give your person, your loved one worse care?
Right.
Like, is that even possible?
Right.
Like your risk benefit is nothing. All you have is something to gain in those types of scenarios. So I know, like, a little bit off topic from what we were talking about, but I was, you know, as Jody and I were talking, I just felt like, God, you guys, we have to take this same approach and it sucks. We should not have to be living in an environment where everything is a fight. Our school system is a fight. Our medical system is a fight. Our political system is a fight. But if we don't, literally they win.
Yeah. If we don't speak out, if we don't use our voice, they win. And, you know, that we received a question from Susan who says, after the horrible COVID years, I've decided I never want to go to a hospital. I don't trust the people who work there. However, if I am in an accident, an ambulance will take me to the closest facility. I live in Florida and all of my family is up north. Is there an advocate service of nurses who are on call to assist a patient who needs protection until family members arrive? I know legal paperwork would be required. Thank you. Here's your answer. Our wonderful other co-host, Nurse Kimberly, Nurse Freedom Network and Remnant Healthcare, she offers this service. This service, if you go to remnanthealthcare.org, you will check it out. It requires you to purchase a set amount of blocks of time. I think the lowest may be 5 hours of advocate service. Now, you can use this service to advocate for you in an emergency situation. You can use this service to, you know, run labs, to help you with weight loss, to help you with a vaccine injury. I mean, it just goes on and on. She's also having in multidisciplines, meaning doctors are coming on board, nurse practitioners, psychiatrists, mental health specialists. This is going to encompass physical therapists, occupational therapists. This is going to encompass the healthcare system. So if you go to remnantnursing.org, I recommend you buy a block of hours, spend one of those hours going through the advocate with the advocate, the nurse, history and physical. So that once you ever need it, that H&P is already there. They already know all of the issues that you face, all the meds that you're on, all of those things that they can immediately jump right in. Now, I like to use the headline or saying, having a nurse in your back pocket. That's exactly what Nurse Beth was to her friend. She was her nurse in her back pocket. You know, not many people have it. And even if you do, do they align with your beliefs? Are they a critical thinker? Do they have experience in a wide range of specialties or, you know, industries within nursing? Or do they work for the podiatrist? You see what I'm saying? There's different levels of critical thinking, different levels of education that nurses need to have. And Kimberly and her team will match you up with the one that is most appropriate for your situation. So yeah, remnantnursing.org. That is who I recommend you going to. And Beth, I think we have time for this one last question. I think we can spend a significant amount of time on it. This is from Kathleen. I need information for childhood vaccine detox. My grandson did not get the COVID vax, but did in the past have a vax injury, a very swollen arm for days. This was a few years ago. As time goes on, he is developing tics, ADD symptoms, nightmares, anger outbursts, and is starting to feel hopelessness. Literally said he wants to die. The nightmares are doing it. It is the same recurring nightmare. Please help me find good sound info about vaccine detox that I can give my daughter. She has not allowed any more shots to be given to him. He is 9 years old. My daughter was bullied by all her medical doctors to taking the COVID vax, to which she had a reaction. She took one shot, then 3 days later, was hemorrhaging vaginally, never took another. At the same time, her husband, high up in the UPS for probably over 20 years, was told to take the vax or lose his job. In spite of his medical doctors telling him not to because of an upcoming surgery, I am wondering now if shedding from both of them has also possibly been an issue for her son. Please advise, because we are desperate for answers. Alex is a very insightful child and a very, very avid baseball player. I can give you more info if any of you would like. And then she gives us her number. But let's see if we can address that for her, Beth.
Yeah. So I think always the common argument that we hear from people that vaccinate their children is, or even us as adults now, and we go, well, I got vaccinated and look at me, I'm fine, right? That's always the common argument. And now everybody knows that's ever listened to me on the show, I have a 14-year-old he's completely unvaccinated. So that was a decision that I made very early on, clearly, and have followed through with that. And he's literally thriving. He's 6'3", he's an absolute monster, intelligent, all the things, right? The one thing that we have to kind of look at when we talk about vaccine injury that we know for a fact is everything that is written on the vaccine insert. So when people say, oh, my kid has asthma, or my kid has eczema, or my kid suffered from, you know, ear infection after ear infection when they were growing up. Well, yeah, because those are literally side effects, adverse events that are listed on the vaccine insert. So we know that they can happen in addition to these neurological problems that it sounds like this poor kiddo is having. The other thing that I have looked into that I think is critical when we talk about detoxing are parasites. I am a 1000% believer that there are parasites within those vials of vaccines. You will never be able to convince me otherwise. And I believe that parasites are a significant contributing factor to some of the things that we see, because when we talk about healing things like neurological issues, eczema, some of all of these things, it's rooted in our gut, and that's where parasites live. Parasites can also get disseminated throughout our body. They can get disseminated in our brain. So when we talk about quote unquote vaccine detox, I like to look at it from kind of a multifaceted approach. Number one, it's really the heavy metals. So there are metal adjuvants within these vaccines that latch on to the, you know, attenuated viral particles that then are supposed to stimulate the building of antibodies in our systems, which then would create an immune response for your future exposure. So the products that we look at, we need to be looking at heavy metal detox. It's really hard to go out there and find either literature or specific products that call themselves vaccine detox, because again, it's a big controversial subject, but really what we're going to be looking for is heavy metal detox. There are oral things that you can take. There are bath regimens that you can do. Some of the bath regimens that I have seen that I have done myself include, you know, very, very hot water, an aluminum-free baking soda, borax, bentonite clay, little essential oils in there. our skin is our largest organ, right? And it is absorbent. And then it's also used for detoxification purposes, like sweating, you know, things like that. So baths are really great. So I would suggest looking up some of those formulas and some of those, you know, things that you can do. And then again, kind of to bring it all full circle, I would look into parasite detoxes. Mm-hmm. As Americans, our diets are garbage. We eat all of this processed food. We probably don't wash our fruits and vegetables well enough. Our meat is probably full of things like that. Also, on any given day, you're going to look up and you're going to see the chemtrails overhead. What is that sprinkling down onto us? What are those heavy metals and things? So again, my wholehearted advice, and this probably isn't as specific as maybe you were hoping for, and I apologize for that, but I don't think it's just this one item fix, if you will. And again, I think as Americans, we're used to that. We're used to saying, oh, I have high blood pressure, take this pill. There's a lot going on in these little bodies. There's a lot of repair that needs to be done after these kind of vaccine injuries take place and as they progress and cause additional symptoms. But those would be my three recommendations would be, you know, number one, look for products that specifically talk about heavy metal detox. I would also look at incorporating some type of bath for a physical detox out of the skin. And then I would look at a parasite detox. And I read some fascinating information that as Americans, we don't have a parasite detox. It's super common across the world. Like other countries that we would think would be below us because of their lower socioeconomic status or that the way that they live, they typically parasite detox a couple times a year. And their neurological health is probably significantly better than ours is when you really think about it. So I would kind of look at doing some of those things. And, you know, again, I think not vaccinating anymore is great. Looking at that gut health to balance things out. I would also recommend, if you can, I would recommend the sauna. I would recommend red light therapy. I would recommend acupuncture. I would sort of dive headfirst into all of these modalities that would never be recommended by an allopathic physician because that probably means that they're going to be beneficial and help.
Right, right. those are all, and I'm with you on that. Like, I wish it was one size fits all. I wish it was like, take this pill and you will help. But you listed a lot of things here, Kathleen. ADD, tics, nightmares, mm-hmm. anger outbursts, feelings of hopelessness. I'm going to add in the spiritual aspect of all that.
Yeah,
you know, sure. Right. I mean, the kid is 9 years old. You know, he remembers being in a mask and not being with his friends for a couple of years, sitting 6 feet apart, plexiglasses. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just ruined these kids mentally and spiritually and physically. We're seeing it. I actually have a show that just aired yesterday that is going to that speaks on a middle school nurse that is willing to speak out on what she sees happening to these kids. So what I did with, you know, my last son, Benjamin, there was a couple pastors that he really liked. He liked Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, and he liked Discovering the Jewish Jesus, Rabbi Kurt Schneider. And they both have podcasts on YouTube that are, you know, 5 minutes, 9 minutes long. And we would sit there and talk, listen to one a day or a couple a day or an hour sermon, whatever the case was. But when he would go to bed at night and he was anxious and all of that, I would just say, babe, put on a podcast, you know, listen to that, let that go to sleep. Because there's so much of what we tell ourselves that's not manifested outwardly. It is internalized, and then it manifests in anger and hopelessness and all of the above. But guys, that is all the time we have for today. Anything you want to add on that, Nurse Beth?
I agree with all of that. I mean, obviously, as believers, we have to live in a spirit of faith, and we have to live in a spirit of continued optimism that in the end we have won. But I agree with adding in kind of those little spiritual and faith-based things. And 9, I feel like, is a perfect age. I mean, obviously younger, but if that's not already incorporated, I think that that's a great boost. And then also just thanks for having me on. This was so fun. Great to chat with you, Jody. And hopefully what we have talked about is helpful for our listeners.
Yes, absolutely. I adore you. I'm so happy that you are able to come on and co-host. I know that you're extremely busy and thriving in your personal and professional life. So, you know, blessings to you, my friend. Thank you for joining us. Guys, if you want to send us your questions, comments, or concerns, send it to nurses@americaoutloud.com. And whatever app you are listening to us now on, please take the time to like, save, review, and share the show. Until next time, everyone, be safe, be well, and God bless. This is Nurse Jody signing off.
It's time.